Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to Lizzie T Radio Show, another show this afternoon. And as always, we have an amazing guest, and that is not the exception for today. We have Pamela Shelley, and she has been an entrepreneur for most of her life. She's owned businesses. She's worked in retail and the service industry. And she has something very interesting to herself, which I love to talk to her more about it. She has survived a plane crash in 1983. She's a single mother with two children. And Pamela Shelley started her holistic practice back in 1995, and she left the corporate job and focused full-time offering healing sessions and teaching light workers to find life to their divine life purposes. She also mentors people, and she offers a variety of services. She offers as well a 30-minute complimentary discovery session, and we need to talk to more about it. And she also has a very special webinar, a free webinar coming up on April 6th, that we will love to ask her about it. So welcome to the show, Pamela. Welcome. How are you this afternoon?
Great. Thanks for having me, Lizzie.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. And I have a question that I think everybody probably asks you, the same question over and over again. What made you decide to become a light worker, teacher, a healer? What turned your life around? Was that the accident or something that you had before?
I would say I was always interested in the metaphysical holistic field, and when I was working for a large telecommunications company, I was actually able to work from home, which I thought was my dream job. And I realized one day when I, you know, went to my office at my home, I was so unhappy, and I was actually quite angry about it because I just felt very unfulfilled. So I had already been doing for a couple of years Reiki healing sessions, so it's a form of energy healing.
Yes.
And I would do it very part-time, of course, because I was raising my two children on my own and working full-time. But what I decided to do was just take that leap of faith, quit my corporate job, all that security, no benefits, and just start my holistic practice as a business. And that was about 15 years ago now, so it's really been an amazing journey.
I can tell, and by your voice, I can hear that you're very passionate and you're very focused and you're very calm and peaceful, and that's basically what I think it takes for a person like yourself to do what you do and to help others. And tell me about your experience in the plane crash. What happened? This is back 1983. Would that confirm your belief, or that confirmed this is exactly what I need to be doing, is telling my experience through my holistic practices?
You know, I don't talk about it very often, but
okay.
Really, it did change my life, absolutely. And I don't mind talking about it, of course, but just very briefly, because, you know, it's a bit of a long story. My husband and myself, he was the pilot. We had a little four-seater single-engine airplane, and my daughter was just about 2 years old then. She was in the back seat, in a car seat, and we were just visiting friends Easter long weekend, and so we flew to see them. And coming home, we hit really, really bad weather in the mountains in Banff, Alberta. And I certainly, you know, we were flying blind because the storm was so bad. We couldn't see the mountains or anything. So it was truly a miracle that we survived. We ended up getting lost, and we mayday'd for help. They got us on radar, and they tried to get us, you know, to an airport because we kept going up and down trying to get visual, you know, be able to see and not hit a mountain. And so we ended up running out of fuel in the end, and we didn't make it to an airport. We were less than 2 miles from the runway at an airport, but we didn't quite make it, and we crash-landed on a tree farm. So I had a willow tree come in and sit in my seat with me. So I was all broken bones, my neck in two places. My arm was just shattered and my leg. And, so my daughter thankfully just had a little bruise from the car seat strap. And my husband had a fractured vertebrae just from the impact of the landing. So it truly was a miracle. It made front page news across Canada, of course. Okay. It was a miracle we all survived. And, you know, I have to say we were very, very calm the whole time. We knew we were in trouble. And you never know how you're going to react unless you're in a life or death situation. And I remember having a comforting thought at the time. I thought, at least we're all going to die as a family together. I never dreamed for a moment we would survive it. And I certainly never thought of anybody getting hurt. We were just going to die. So, you know, when I did survive it, I ended up also getting another miracle happen when I got into the hospital. I survived a fat embolism, which landed in my lungs, and I got pneumonia. It's usually fatal as well. And so I definitely knew there was a reason I was still here. And, you know, I didn't know what that reason was at that time, but I eventually, you know, it's become much clearer, you know, my life purpose. And what I've done is absolutely loved to help people with their life purpose for many years. That was kind of one of the areas I specialized in.
Unbelievable story. I mean, if you're not writing a book, you should write a book. Because this is something that you should, it has to be shared to all of us. And it's amazing how it takes sometimes a situation like that, an experience like that, for us to realize this is what should be my purpose in life. It shouldn't be that way, but it's amazing. Are you working on a book?
You know, I've written a book, which I never expected to write. It's called The 9 Steps to Conscious Parenting. So I wrote that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, thank you for mentioning to write a book about my story. I started one quite a while ago, but I haven't finished it. So that just gave me, you know, a little nudge to look at that again. So I appreciate that.
Oh, you're very welcome. And definitely is something that you should look into, because nowadays everybody has an e-book, not necessarily a book, but everybody has an e-book. We're actually working one of ourselves. And it looks like if you don't have one, it's like you're missing a business card nowadays, or you're missing a website or something like that.
Right.
I noticed that, too, that you run a free minute discovery session. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes, I have a business mentoring program, and it's either 3 months or 6 months in length. And for people that want to know more about it, and also for me to just make sure that we're a good fit and let them know how I can help them, I offer a 30-minute discovery session. So they can go to my website and just find out that information. They can just click on a link, and it'll take them to my online scheduler, so we can have an appointment booked for whoever's interested. I also have another discovery session available for people that aren't interested in the business mentoring but would really like to clear their blocks to prosperity, to all areas of their life. I mean, that's the most important thing to me. Before we can really fulfill our life purpose, is to clear as many of the blocks that we have, the fears, and a lot of them are emotional blocks. So,
and that is actually very important for us, entrepreneurs, people that are working with their business, on their business. That is one of the key things, is those blocks. there's always something that stops us to go forward is because we have those blocks. And if it's something that you work towards, that definitely the listeners, I will have on Block Talk Radio a link to your site, a phone number, and you might want to give this information to the listeners. But first, I'm going to take a tiny little break, and I'll be right back with Pamela Shelley. This is Liz, your host, Liz T Radio Show.
Visit www.jandltphotography.com. That's jandltphotography.com. For any event, have your photo session at J&LT Photography. Do you know why? Because J&LT is passionate about capturing and preserving images we all value most. Images of love, devotion, self-reflection, self-projection, joy, tradition, festivity, wonder, and infinitely more. J&LT Photography are a husband-wife photo team with more than 30 years of experience and innovation in creative imagery production. They offer practical and budget-oriented photography for contemporary lifestyles and families. Book your wedding, boudoir, model photo session, Valentine's, events, commercial photography, and much, much more at jandltphotography.com. So contact John or Liz at 647-955-0298 in Toronto and look at a sample of their work on jandltphotography.com. That's www.jandltphotography.com.
Also find them on Facebook.
And we're back. This is Liz T, your host, and I have the great Pamela Shelley calling all us all the way from Kelowna, Canada. And, yes, I do not want to forget to give to the listeners your information, your website, and your phone number. So please go ahead.
Great. I just first wanted to mention that I actually do have a free ebook on my website available. And also a five-minute guided meditation. So it's the five keys you must have to make more income, and attracting abundance is the meditation. So if they want to go to www.pamelashelley.com, and I'll spell that, P-A-M-E-L-A-S-H-E-L-L-Y.com.
Awesome. And again?
Phone number is, I'll give the 1-800-1-866-847-3454, sorry.
That's okay. And again, this is recorded, so the listeners will be able to go back and to Block Talk Radio, download the information, and be able to listen again. And you can post that on your website, on your social media, and everybody will be able to listen to this recording again. Now, I noticed that you have a free webinar coming up on April 6th, and this is great timing.
Yes, really excited about this. A colleague in the States and myself are putting on a 9-webinar training. It's going to be 9 webinars and then culminating in a 3-day live event in Mount Shasta, California, which is optional. But the first one is an intro, and it's called the Accelerated Psychic Development Program. And the free intro is going to be on this Saturday, April 6th, 1 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. And for those of you, you can go to www.mysticpursuits.com, and that's mysticpursuits.com. And it's also on my homepage. There's a link to it as well if you go to my website. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. Give people a chance to learn all kinds of things about seeing auras, channeling, automatic writing, how they can receive their intuitive and psychic information, you know, ways to become a professional psychic, and lots more, and connecting to their guides and angels as well. So,
well, you have a lot going, and I've never seen a webinar. Usually I'm so used to having a webinar with 3 blocks or a 3 session, but never 9, and this is free. This is fantastic. Kudos
well,
to you.
Well, the first one is free, yeah. Not all 9 are free, but
right.
The first intro one
is the first one. Awesome. So I will put the link of mysticpursuit.com into the website, and for people to be able to access it and be part of it on April 6th. Now, our last question is, for somebody who is going through trials in their lives and they're starting a business or they're having something major happening, how your advice or your guidance can help this person, or any advice to somebody that is able to to look into this part of their life to better themselves?
Yeah, for me, I would say, based on experience, we all need to reach out for help from people when we're going through something like that.
Right.
So I do offer readings as well to give guidance, but the free 30-minute discovery session might work the best, and they can just talk to me, and I can get an idea of what they're challenged with, and we can work together and find out the best method to help them. But, yeah,
awesome.
I think definitely just getting some help. We all need help, and there's lots of great people out there, thankfully.
There is. But I wanted to share more about you yourself that gone through major trauma in your life, plus you've left a corporate work job, which seemed to be great at the time. I'm thinking more advice to somebody who's looking to leave that environment and going on their own, more into the business realm. Any advice?
Yeah.
That you, something that you had happened to you that you would like to say, you know, this is what happened to me, and this is, I think, any advice in that sense?
I think, you know, each person's circumstances are unique.
Absolutely.
So some people, I recommend that they, you know, still work and start to build their business slowly. Some people, you know, it's making them literally sick. You know, many years ago I had a teacher that I was working with, and she literally, her health was just so bad that it was literally killing her to go to work every day. And, you know, so in that case, I really did recommend, she was close to getting her pension anyway,
right,
and I highly recommended that she just, you know, look at getting partial pension and leave as soon as she could, and she did that, and she's had a booming business for years now.
Interested.
Yeah,
very
but
interested.
There's, you know, different circumstances, and
absolutely,
some people, they might be able to work part-time and do it, but I find for pretty much all of us, it's just building that confidence and believing they can do it, and we all need, you know, support in that, so that's what I'm here for, is to help people through that process. I really hold their hand and help them through it, because I've been through it. And, you know, there's always ups and downs when you're an entrepreneur, but that's just to be expected.
And that's one thing that I get pretty much of all the shows. I mean, there's several things, but all the shows that I do, the people that are doing their own thing and they're happy about it, is the one word that you reach home is confidence. That is the thing that we lack the most. We're afraid. We think that we're not good enough. We think that it's not going to happen to me. I can't do this. It's too hard. It's all part of confidence. And I listened. I love Wayne Dyer, and he is pretty much the confidence of the person that I admire, because he teaches that kind of thing. And I'm pretty sure that this is what we lack, and this is what we need to work towards.
You're absolutely right, and I love Wayne Dyer. He's been a big part of my life as well for many years. He's amazing. But, yeah, I did an actual survey to a lot of my clients, and that was number one, lack of confidence. And I still deal with it because I'm always pushing myself to do new things. And it's always, I'm always a bit nervous, but that's normal. We still have to take the action in spite of our fear.
Yeah, and that's part of becoming an entrepreneur, is working with that fear and working with that confidence, and that what makes us stronger.
Yeah.
Shelley, I have had such a good time talking to you. I can't believe that 15 minutes has gone by so quickly. I definitely need to invite you back to talk more about your book, to talk more about your work, talk more about what you're doing, and to help more people, because I think we should help more people together and help our entrepreneur friends. And again, if you don't mind giving your information to the listeners.
That would be great. It's www.pamelashelley.com, and phone number is 1-866-847-3454. And I'd love to hear from you. You can contact me through my website, and I'll get an email if you want, and I'd just love to connect.
Thank you so much for coming in on the show, and we'll be in touch. Have a fantastic day.
Thank you so much. You too, Lizzie. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. And that was Shelley, and Pamela Shelley. And we are so thankful that she was able to call in all the way from a Kelowna, BC, Canada. And we'll be back this weekend with a singer that will be talking about her career. So thank you again for listening. This is Liz T. Radio Show, and have a fantastic day.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.